Mesechet Bava Kama Perechet Mishnah Aleph. Hachovel Bechaver. Somebody who wounds his friend. Chayev Alav Mishum Chamisha Dvar. He would have to pay for five losses that are incurred. Benezek, he would have to pay for devaluation, how much less the person is worth to be sold as an Eved. Betzah, he would have to pay for pain that is suffered. Bereport, for the medical bills. Beshevet, he would have to pay unemployment. Uveboshet, he would have to pay for embarrassment that is suffered. If all of these losses are incurred, he would pay all of them. If only some of them are incurred, he would pay for those that are incurred. Benezek, Kezek. How do we decide how much the devaluation is? Sima is Eno. If he blinds him, cuts as Yado, Shiba is Rago, he cuts off his hand, breaks his leg. Rowan Oso, Ki Iluhu Ebed Nimkar, Bishuk. We look at him as an Ebed being sold in the market, Bishamin Kamahaya Yafa, Bekamahu Yafa. We estimate how much would this person be worth to be sold as an Ebed before he was wounded, and how much less is he worth now? The difference, the person who wounded him would have to pay. Tsar, how do we decide how much to pay for the pain that is suffered? Kavo bashput o b'masmer, if he burnt him with a hot rod or a hot nail, b'afilo al tziporno, even if he hurt him on his fingernail, makom sheina osa chabura, a place where a wound was not caused, even though a wound is not caused, he still has to pay for tsar. Om din kama adam kayote b'zeh, rosa litol lios, mitstarkach. We estimate how much a person would pay not to have to suffer this pain. As if a person knew he would have to suffer this kind of pain, how much would he pay so that he would not have to suffer this pain? Report, how much does he pay for medical bills? He called, if he hurt him, chayim b'arposo, he has to pay for doctors that will heal him. Alupo smachim, if small bumps appear by the site of the wound, emachotamaka chayim. If these small bumps appear because of the wound that is caused, the person who hit him has to pay. But if the bumps did not appear because of the wound that was caused, then the person who wounded him would be putter from paying the medical bills to heal these bumps. If it partially healed and then it went back to the original state, and then it partially healed again and went back to the original state again, the person who wounded him would have to continue paying the medical bills until he is completely healed. Chayso kol tzorcho, if he was completely healed, eino chayv l'raposo. And then it went bad again, he would not have to pay any further for the doctors. And since it healed totally, now that it went bad again, it was not because of the wound, so therefore he is part of Shevet. How much unemployment does he have to pay? Roen oso ki'iluhu shomer kishuim. We look at him as if he was a guardsman for a vegetable field. Every month he would receive as a guardsman. That is how much he would have to pay unemployment until the person feels better and can go back to work. Shikvar nothing loads me yado with me rag. Well, he already gave him the value of his hand and his foot. The reason why the Mishnah is telling us is so that we should understand why the person only has to pay unemployment for how much he would get as a guardsman, which is a very low amount, and we don't look at how much he would have gotten for the unemployment that he was doing until now. And since this person had his hand cut off or his foot broken, now even when he gets better, he cannot be employed in the employment that he was originally doing. So therefore, now he can only be a guardsman, so that's how much he pays for unemployment. Now, even though this person suffered a tremendous loss that he can't be employed anymore in what he was doing, this is included in Nezek, that the person pays the value of the yad and the regel, how much less he is worth as an Eved, and that covers for that which the person cannot be employed, his original employment. Boshet, how do we decide how much to pay for embarrassment? I call the fee on the bias, by its bias. It all depends on who did the embarrassing. As the person who embarrassed him, if he is a very important person, then he pays less for the embarrassment. If he is a less important person, then more embarrassment is suffered and he would pay more. It also depends on the person who is embarrassed. The more important the person is, the more he is embarrassed and the more the person would have to pay. Hamavayish is an arum. Somebody who embarrasses somebody who is partially stripped and he strips him even more, he would have to pay for the embarrassment that is caused even though the person was already partially stripped. Hamavayis is a summa, somebody who embarrasses somebody who is blind, even though the person cannot see what is going on. Since embarrassment was caused, he has to pay. Hamavayis is a yashen chayav, somebody who embarrasses somebody who is sleeping, even though he does not realize what happened until he wakes up, the person has to pay for the embarrassment. The yashen should be a punter. If the person that causes the embarrassment is sleeping at the time that he rolls over in his sleep and causes embarrassment to somebody, he would have to pay. He would be punted from paying, as we do not pay for boshes unless we intend to do so. If it is done unintentionally, he is punted. As the Mishnah will go on to explain, Nafal min agag, the hizik ubiyish, if somebody falls off the roof and falls onto somebody and damages the person and embarrasses the person, chayav al nezek upater al boshes. The person is chayav to pay for nezek that is caused, but not for boshes, since he did so unintentionally, as he fell off the roof unintentionally. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'shol chayada be'chzika b'mavusha. And for this pasuk, we see that ain't no chayav al boshes. I see a hayman stabbing. A person does not have to pay for boshes unless he did so intentionally. As the pasuk says, v'shol chayada, she reaches out her hand, and that seems to say that she did so intentionally. Only then does she have to pay for boshes. But if somebody does not intend to harm the other person, then he does not have to pay for boshes. The Mefarshim explains that if you intend to harm the other person, even though you didn't intend to embarrass him, you still have to pay for boshes. Only if you do not intend to harm the other person at all are you punter from boshes. Mesechet Bava Kama, Perechet Mishnah Bei, Zechomer Ba'adam Mibeshor. The following is a chumrah that would be if somebody hurt somebody else himself, as opposed to if somebody sure would hurt somebody. Sha'adam Mishalem Nezek Tsar Ripoy Shebet Uboche. If somebody hurt somebody else himself, he would have to pay for devaluation, for pain that is caused, medical bills, unemployment, and embarrassment. Umishalem to make brothers. If somebody would cause a woman to miscarry the child or children that she is carrying, the person would have to pay the value of those blood oaths to the Baal of this Isha. Bishur Eino Mishalein Ela Nezek. If the shore would damage somebody, then the owner of the shore would only have to pay the person for Nezek. He would not have to pay Tsar Ripoy Shevet Uboche, as this is a Xeris Akatsif, that Tsar Ripoy Shevet Uboche is only paid if a person damages somebody himself. Upadr means the maize vados, and if a shor would cause a woman to miscarry, the owner of the shor would be punted from paying the husband of this isha the value of the blood oath that were miscarried. Also, this is there's a cause of that if a shor causes a woman to miscarry, the owner is punted.